The City of St. Albert is renewing conversations about an initiative to revitalize the downtown, leaving business owners split between hope and whiplash. During a committee meeting April 6, city councilors described the potential benefits of a business improvement area, BIA, a formal arrangement between businesses within one geographic zone. 15 years prior, however, businesses in St. Albert's downtown rallied to create the same organization, then called a Business Revitalization Zone, BRZ, only to ultimately be blocked by the city. In a BIA, businesses pay a levy that then goes toward improvements, for example marketing or a dedicated staff member to advocate for the downtown. Spruce Grove has a BIA, and Edmonton has 13 BIAs, including in 124th Street and Old Strathcona. In 2007, business owners from St. Albert's downtown, led by consultant Peter Mercer, rallied around the potential for a BRZ. Luke Guillemette, former Downtown Business Association, DBA, chair and owner of Gemport Jewelers, helped to spearhead the campaign to bring businesses on board. In a 2007 interview with the Gazette, Guillemette said the association was looking to re-establish the downtown as St. Albert's commercial and cultural center. At one point it was the hub of the city, Guillemette said. That's what it should be, and that's what we want to convert it to. Advocates of the BRZ argued the zone would take pressure off the volunteer-run association and facilitate events to help the downtown increase its vibrancy. However, a section of vocal business owners began to advocate against the new initiative. The anti-BRZ movement, led by merchants in what was then Grandin Mall, criticized the potential annual levy of $150 to $500. These opponents argued the BRZ would bring little benefit to business owners in return. Rules for establishing a BRZ outlined in the Municipal Government Act, MGA, at the time required support from at least 25% of downtown businesses. Once requirements are met, the ultimate decision to create a BRZ would lie with council. A group of 57 merchants signed on, meeting the requirement, and triggering a 60-day petition period when opposition could mount a counter-petition. The opposing petition would require 50% of merchants to oppose the BRZ, a larger figure than the 25% required for support. Though anti-BRZ advocates narrowly failed to meet the mark, with 49% support, the council of the day quashed the BRZ. Then-Mayor Nolan Krause argued at the time that vocal opposition from the anti-BRZ group could freeze the initiative entirely. Carmen Bokenfor, owner of Concept Jewelry Design, rallied behind the BRZ in 2007. Speaking April 6, Bokenfor said she was very disappointed in the decision. It all came to a halt, and that was due to members that weren't necessarily part of the downtown, or who aren't a part of the downtown any longer, Bokenfor said. BRZ advocates had the correct percentage of support, Bokenfor noted, arguing they would have garnered even more had they not been pressed by city deadlines. Now, nearly 15 years since the first go-round, renewed interest in a potential BIA has emerged from city council. During the April 6 meeting, members of council heard a presentation on the existing Downtown Area Redevelopment Plan, DARP, and brainstormed initiatives to revitalize the downtown. Mayor Kathy Herron said she could see a BIA in St. Albert, arguing it would help unify the downtown area under a collective vision. On March 23, the city invited downtown business owners to a meeting that included a presentation from Punita McBrien, executive director at the Edmonton Downtown Business Association. Even if it's $50 a year, they have skin in the game, Herron said in the committee meeting, adding that since McBrien's presentation she has received emails from interested business owners. Cown. Mike Killick floated the prospect of the city matching the BIA's funds. It would help get them going, and it would show our commitment, Killick said, noting that ownership and direction of the BIA would remain with the businesses. Business owners weigh in. Gretzi Parth, owner of GP Makeup, said in an interview with the Gazette that a BIA could potentially be a way forward. Having a group that could facilitate action and be a voice of the businesses and people in the downtown core would be very beneficial, Parth said. Sandra Bettina, owner of XO and Main Boutique, said she believes the idea is really smart, but is perhaps premature. Do we need that right now? No, Bettina said. I think we as a community need to get together first before we're asking businesses who are not making enough money to pay into something else. Grant Rayerchuk, owner of Grapevine Deli, said he fully supports the idea of a BIA. He noted the success of BIAs in other areas as inspiring. We need the right people, at the right time, at the right place, doing the right things, Rayerchuk said. It's quite a recipe, but the bottom line is, there's a lot of strong people that do business here. I feel very fortunate and very hopeful for the future of downtown St. Albert. Robert Zeckel, owner of Cloud 9 Pajamas, said the BIA would be a great idea, noting that a dedicated staff member would be of great benefit when businesses are busy and unable to volunteer time. As long as the costs are reasonable, I think it would be a major benefit, Zeckel said. In contrast, one business owner who did not wish to be named said the inclusion of the presentation on BIAs at the city-organized meeting is concerning. As someone who has been through the quick rise and fall of the potential BRZ, the owner said it felt like whiplash. There's still some very hard feelings, the business owner said. Some older business owners are still traumatized. Similarly, Guillemette said April 6 that he won't be supporting the BIA the second time around. Personally, I don't have the time, Guillemette said. We're struggling to stay in one piece. Bokenfor said she is on the fence. I'm all for anything that's going to improve the downtown area, but I'm hesitant to get too excited about it because of the experience we had in the past, she said. I'm definitely gun-shy. I've already been there and I'm already disappointed. During the April 6 committee meeting, Heron noted that a push for a BIA will ultimately have to come from the downtown. We can't force it, Heron said. We just have to support it.